Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
A little Fleetwood Mac to kick off hour number three. A final hour power coming up. Our dueling super six packs. How high did the Commanders rise in our ranking of 1 through 6? And also, every Commanders game is picked against the spread in the other half of our very innovative, very revolutionary dual segment. That's coming up in about 10 minutes or so on the other side of the next break. 301-230-0980. I want to get to a couple more calls. They're announcing ABC is going to simulcast 6 more Monday night football games, including Monday night's AFC East game, Bills-Jets. It does nothing for me. I mean, I find the game one way or the other. Now, you know, not everybody has cable, so I understand why that's a big deal. I understand why they're trying to make it available. I mean, just, again, when you see the numbers, right, and everybody goes, the NFL does it again, and they get all like television ratings are real numbers. I mean, they're literally a sampling of 45,000 homes in a country of 375 million people. You know, but yet everybody swears by them and thinks that they're, again, accurate, not accurate. I mean, you know, that they're real. They're not. Trust me, they're not real. Let's get to, where are we going here? Let's go to Ray and Clinton in the leadoff spot in this final hour on a feel-good football Friday. What's up, Ray? How are you?
What's going on, dog? How you doing?
How are you, Ray?
I'm doing all right. Hey, look, a blowout by Baltimore, I don't see it happening. Us blowing them out, I can see it happening, but this is my measuring stick right here. I'm judging this team by the month, okay? If they can win, if they lose one game a month, one game every month, that puts them at 13-4, and that gives you the lead in the NFC. You know, you get home field advantage.
Right.
So whether they win this game or not, that's the loss for October. Because I don't see them losing no more games in October after this one. Mm-hmm. I actually got them beating Baltimore for real.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of your colleagues. I bet one of your colleagues this morning.
Sheehan?
And I got them beating Baltimore.
Did you bet Sheehan or somebody else?
One of the jumps.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So they were, I didn't hear this. So all four of them were picking against the Commanders, correct? And you bet one of them, probably Cakes or Lurch, if I had to guess, that the Commanders would win outright or to cover?
Cover.
Okay. See, covering for me.
No, I got the Commanders blowing Baltimore out.
So, right. You had the Commanders winning straight up. Gotcha.
Yeah, I got the Commanders winning straight up.
All right. How are they going to? Tell me real quickly. Hang on. Tell me real quickly. How are they going to get that done? How do they do it?
They're not going to totally stop the run. they could probably give up 80 or 90 yards of rushing, but they're going to go over the top of them because Baltimore can't cover anything over the top.
Hey, listen, if they allow less than 100, brother, if they allow less than 100 rushing yards, I always say, well, we're going to put somebody in the Hall of Fame. Might as well put the defensive tape in the Hall of Fame if they allow on less than 100 rushing yards to Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
But if you're looking at it, our defense is getting better and better by the week.
It is,
okay?
Absolutely.
Look at it.
No
They're
doubt. Trust me, I you absolutely, know, and, I'm with you. I've been preaching the same.
And you know, you got almost a whole new defensive scheme and defensive players.
Right.
You know, it's going to take them a minute to get there.
I agree.
But my score was 45-17 Commanders.
All right, there you go. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 301, I hope you win your bet. I don't know what you bet. I didn't ask that. I mean, Junks have a lot of resources. I hope nobody loses a bet so that they have to kiss a toilet.
I was about to say,
week.
Didn't Drab have to kiss a toilet?
I have not seen Drab since then. I mean, is that like by coincidence or is that like because he's on the back of a milk carton somewhere?
I saw him yesterday because they were doing bit
season.
So
he's still alive.
He's still around.
Okay.
He's not sick.
I feel bad for his kids and his family. I mean,
you got to assume he went home and just.
I would hope so. I would hope it didn't take him to go home. I would hope he used a lot of that liquid soap that we have in the bathroom. Let's get to Johnny in Oklahoma on the Odyssey app. John, how are you? Good afternoon, pal.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing good, man.
Good.
Hey, earlier, Chris, you said they're like our big brother. Hey, mm-hmm. They're not our big brother. They're the Cleveland Browns in disguise. All they really are.
Well, you know what I'm trying to get at,
yeah,
right?
I know what you're trying to say. Lately. They're kind of coming lately up there, though. Sure. That's what they are. But hey, they're
but
not
lately is 20
out,
years.
Chris. I know, but still, we're lifers up there, except for a few years in Baltimore. I mean, in Boston, I guess. But still, that's Redskin country, man.
No,
I'm sure they've got three of their fans back. Baltimore left them or the Colts, but hey, we're gonna stop the run, and it's time for us to get some fumbles and interceptions. We're due. This is the game. Anybody that's watched this team for 5 weeks knows this ain't even the same team. It's 30 some new players, Chris. Baltimore Ravens, they better be paying attention. And all this playoffs and everything, man. Hey, they celebrate for 12 hours, Gwen said, and is on to the next game, one game at a time.
Yep.
They're not worried about two or three easy teams after this. It's Baltimore Sunday, and I'm telling you, Chris, it's going to be 35, 38 to 24. And
wait, 35-24 command? 35-24 Commanders?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. All right, Johnny.
Yeah, maybe 38. Ooh. Maybe as much as 38. I'm telling you, we're going to keep the ball. We're going to do what we've been doing the last 2 weeks. Everybody, this is a test. You know, first Cincinnati was, now then Cleveland was. Well, Baltimore, hey, both of those other two teams draft to beat Baltimore. They draft to beat each other in their division. We've done matchups to two of them, pretty much dominated both teams if you think about it. I know that's not the Ravens, but if we match up to them like we have the other two, hey, I'm not concerned about losing. I'm really not. And, it's one game at a time. And, hey, like I say, Chris, it's 30-something. Everything's changed. You know that. It ain't the same. Nothing about this deal is the same, man. And I'm just looking forward, to notching one more win and in the AFC East,
So. Yeah, anyway. I got you. I appreciate you, John. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening, as always, on the Odyssey app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, always live on the free Odyssey app. In case you miss any of the show, Matt's got it all carved up for you. Available, again, on the Odyssey app, Team 980, and or at the team980.com. If you missed Jeremy Chin yesterday, if you're a Capitals fan, hockey fan, Rasmus Sandin, if you missed Vinny Serrato, got a lot of criticism about that. Thank you to all of you guys that didn't realize that Vinny Serrato is a Ravens analyst, and that's why we're having him on. So I just got some quotes on Brian Robinson. Remember earlier in the show, he said, don't know the status, but they were saying game time decision, what have you. I didn't hear Dan Quinn actually answer it, but the quotes are ominous. He was asked, about it, basically less optimistic than he was last week, which was again, what I was worried about, watching him at his locker last Sunday, he was very, very despondent. Very despondent. For a guy who had two touchdowns, his team won, very despondent. But here's the quotes on via Ben Standing. Yeah, we'll take another look where he is tomorrow, meaning Saturday, to see if it's just turning for the best and see where we go. And we'll take it all the way through the game or up to the game with B-Rob. Any long-term concerns? Quote, it feels more short, but anytime you're dealing with an injury, you want to make sure, is there any longevity to that? We wouldn't put him out there if that was the case. End quote. My spidey senses tell me Brian Robinson's not playing. I have no inside definitive knowledge about that, so if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't think he's playing. I haven't felt good about Brian Robinson all week since I witnessed what I witnessed. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to tell you anything other than he looked really bummed out. Really bummed out. And he probably knew that, like, even though it was a blowout, there's a reason why I'm coming out of this game and only carrying the ball seven times. And I was already banged up going in. And if you look at it and you say, all right, maybe we can play him in this game and get away with the Panthers are coming in next week, all that. What if you play him in this game and somehow, some way, as we just alluded to, it gets worse and then you lose him for the rest of the season? Is it worth it? Or can you go into this game with Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols, who we had on the show on Monday, calling up presumably Chris Rodriguez over Michael Wiley, but, you know, who knows? To me, I mean, I'd love to have Brian Robinson there, but I think they have enough pieces that I'm confident enough in where I think they can get by and get this kid right, young man, because they need him. He's a bulldozer, especially in the second half of the season against Dallas, Philadelphia, Giants one more time, Pittsburgh. They could use him this week. It's a really good run defense. But he might be blanketed anyway. Right? I mean, if they're going to win this game, it's probably going to be through passing through the air. And sure, he's good enough receiver, safety valve, screens, checkdowns, all that. Got it. I have Austin Eckler. I have Jeremy McNichols. I have Chris Rodriguez or Michael Wiley, presumably, one or the other. Last week, those guys weren't called up from the practice squad, which you thought they were, would be. So, I mean, there's a lot more doubt. And again, I felt this way all week just after witnessing what I witnessed in the locker room last Sunday. I hope I'm allowed to talk about that. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get one more in here, and then we'll take a quick timeout. And again, we'll have our dueling six-pack coming up. Let's get to Tim in Suitland. What's up, Tim? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How's everything?
I good. Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for the call.
When you refer to Brian Robinson as bummed out, did he seem like he was hurting or?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a doctor, but he looked very despondent about, you know, like, and I think I saw him like kind of like rub his knee once or twice, you know, just like very bummed out that, oh man, you know, I'm having such a kick-ass season and this is so fun. Remember, he scored two touchdowns, two short touchdowns,
sure.
But remember, he also broke a tackle as it was wrapped around the knee. I think it was the same injured knee as he was wrapped around the knee, and then we didn't see him after that. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, this could be like a 1 to 2 week thing. I mean, that's what it sounds like right now, but, you know.
Because last week he was out of practice for a few days. They just wanted to rest him, but I don't know if that's what they're doing here, but hey. But to get back to the defense, I don't, you know, mind us blitzing Jackson through the game, but I think a lot of times on first and second down, we need like eight men in the box to control the running game, you know?
Well, yes, and that's why I most teams play nickel, right? I don't know what the percentage is for the Commanders. I haven't broken that down yet, but if I had to guess, it would probably be in the 70% neighborhood. Like, we had a caller earlier, I think it was my guy, the Birdman, in Baltimore, about playing, you know, if teams play primary nickel, right, which a lot of teams do, because a lot of teams play primary 11 personnel, three wide receivers. To me, against Baltimore, you have to take your chances one way or the other. A, I'm blitzing more than traditionally is the standard. And B, I am, and because of that, you're going to have a thinner box if that's what your plan is, especially if you're coming from all sorts of different angles. But traditionally, I would say, you know what? Don't let them run against six-man boxes, which is your nickel personnel. You have to,
right?
If you're going to have a chance, you have to tackle well. Yes, obviously.
Right.
But in order to give yourself the best chance, you got to play more 7-man boxes and more 8-man
right.
boxes. Again, 8-man,
right.
you're starting to get a little like, oh man, you better not make a mistake on the back end because you're really going to get burned. 7-man boxes, I think you can get away with that more against the Ravens than you can say against, I don't know, a good passing offense like Cincinnati.
Because you have to keep the running back from getting his legs turned up and breaking, you know, 5 and 6 and 7 yards.
Right, right.
And getting into the open field.
I got you.
And it's going to be hard.
I got
it's
you.
Hard for safeties and corners to tackle him.
All right, real quickly, so, do you think they're going to win?
Yeah.
You think they're going to win straight up?
I think, yeah.
Right.
I think it's not going to be easy.
Oh,
but like you say, I agree with it. With everything that you said, we have to tackle. Okay?
Yes, that is that is primary, and they've got to find a way, especially if B-Rob is down. They've got to find a way to run the ball enough so that they're not one-dimensional completely and you're dropping back Jaden 40, 45 times. Appreciate you, Tim. I got to let you run. We're way up against it. Coming back, dueling NFL Sunday Super Six-Packs, the most revolutionary segment in sports talk radio history. It's each and every Friday right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, if you don't have a good feeling on a feel-good football Friday, what are you doing? What are you doing? Coming up, clean up on aisle 3, dum-dum of the day. Dum-dum of the day is going to take us to Philadelphia. You'll see why. But first, the most revolutionary, the most innovative, the most unique, one of its kind. Nobody else does this. Trust me, I've canvassed the entire landscape, Odyssey app, everything in between. Nobody does a segment like this. Hit the music, Maddie. Do we have music? I can't even remember. A week ago, man. It's like a long time ago. All right, here we go, baby. 6 games against the NFL spread. Now, I use ESPN. ESPN Bet or whatever it is, on their website. Just for the lines, I got to make them on Friday morning, Friday afternoon. Sometimes I wait, but I got them done earlier today. So they may have slightly changed. This is what I'm going to go with. Okay. Game number one. After a 3-2-1 week last week, I had the Vikings against the Jets in London. I had the Commanders against the Cleveland Browns. I had the Texans -1 over Buffalo. I lost with Seattle over the Giants, the Steelers, and the Cowboys. And then I had a draw, push, Jaguars-Colts, even though the Jags should not have been favored by 3. Somehow they were. I went with it, and they won by 3. So 3-2-1 last week, 16-13-1 overall through 5 weeks of the NFL season. All right, here we go. Pick number one. They're here in 2 weeks. And he's starting to come along. Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Should be a little bit nippy out there. I'll take a -1 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who did just get their first win. I don't know why the line is that short, but I'll take it. Bears -1 against the Jaguars. The Colts in game 2 are on the road in Nashville. against the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Colts have ruled out Jonathan Taylor. Looks like they're going to get Anthony Richardson back. I don't trust Anthony Richardson to play more than six plays in a game. I don't trust Will Levis at all, but I love the Tennessee defense. Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard coming along. Offensive line getting better. Give me the Titans. -2.5 over the Colts. Game number three. Another favorite. But this time, a road favorite. They traveled Tuesday to get ahead of the hurricane. Smart idea. Hopefully they've been able to focus on football. Here's what I know. They're coming off of a gut-wrenching loss last Thursday night, so they have a couple extra days to rest, prepare, get healthy. They're going against rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. Doesn't look like Taysom Hill's going to be able to play in this game. The Saints have been going backwards, not forwards. Give me the Bucs as road favorites. -3.5 in game three. This one I don't love. Nick Chubb is ruled out. Looks like David Njoku is going to play. We'll see if Kevin Stefanski is actually allowed to coach his team and put in Jameis Winston. Like, I don't know, not for a gadget play on the first series on fourth down. And not with 2 minutes left to go in a game that's already clearly decided. The Philadelphia Eagles are getting healthier. They're off their bye. Looks like they're going to get A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith back. Saquon, Jalen Hurts, they're still snipping at each other, or so it seems. Defense is still a little inconsistent. I like the Eagles to win, but I like the Browns to cover. +9.5. That's just too big of a number. I know they got blown out last week. Got it. I kind of like teams after they got whacked. Granted, back on the road, I'd feel better about this game if it was in Cleveland, but, you know, they're 0-2 there, too. Give me the Browns +9.5 over the Eagles. Monday Night Football. The Jets. Disaster. They fired their head coach, fired their offense. Well, they didn't fire the offensive coordinator. They just removed him from play calling. Dude, is Aaron Rodgers' best buddy. Nathaniel Hackjob. They have a new play caller. They have a new interim head coach. Jeff Albrecht is a madman. But I think he's got a good feel, good handle on that team. I think they're going to respond. The Bills, something's not right about the Bills. Maybe it's just that Sunday night game sticking in my mind. Valiant effort last week, but they lost to Houston. Something's not right. They're not completely healthy, of course, on either side of the football. Give me the New York Jets +2.5 at home against the Buffalo Bills on Monday night. And game number six, for the first time this week, we stretched it out as long as we could. Give me the Washington Commanders +7 against the Ravens. Do I have to make an actual game prediction and pick? I think the Ravens are going to win a tight game. 2-3. Somewhere in that range. Maybe a 4. But the Commandalorians are going to come home and take care of Daddy's piggy bank. +7 on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. And finally, wrapping up our dual Super NFL Sunday six-pack. Again, the most revolutionary segment of all time. Nobody's ever done this. Ranking teams in the NFL through week 5, 1-6. Honorable mention. Every other team in the NFL gets honorable mention. Not 3 teams, not 14 teams. Every other team gets honorable mention. That's how we do it. But we also start at the top. Number 1 is the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. Their most impressive win, I think, last Monday night against the New Orleans Saints. All of a sudden, Marquez Valdes-Scantling is back in the fold. And Kelce, he's alive! Give me the Chiefs, number 1, 5-0. The Minnesota Vikings hung on for dear life in London against those Jets. After a hot start, the Vikings are number 2, still undefeated. Coming in at number 3. The Washington Commanders. Woo! Now, I'll probably look really bad on Sunday. The Washington Commanders have gone from the outhouse to number 6 last week before it became sexy and chic. Not Mr. Chick, sexy and popular. We are ahead of the curve as always, baby. The Commanders, right now, in our dueling NFL Super Sunday six-pack, one of a kind, are the number 3 team in the National Football League. Number 4, the team that they play, the Baltimore Ravens. Winners of 3 in a row. We know, we talked about it all week, they're more than just Lamar Jackson, just like the Commanders are much more than Jaden Daniels. The Baltimore Ravens at number 4. Coming in at number 5, they barely got a win. They needed Sean McDermott and the offensive coordinator to be a bunch of dumbasses and be like what Grant Paulson loves. Last Sunday with 30 seconds left, let's throw 3 bombs from the shadow of our own end zone and then wonder why we lost. The Houston Texans, who barely got a win there, and now have lost Nico Collins. The Houston Texans are at number 5. Number 6, off of their bye, at the Dallas Cowboys this week, the Detroit Lions. 1, Chiefs. 2, Vikings. 3, Commanders. 4, Ravens. 5, Texans. Lions. 6, honorable mention, every other team in the NFL. That's how we roll. And that does it for the most revolutionary, innovative, creative, an awesome segment ever created by a sports talk radio host in the history of mankind and this great industry. Time for a trending alert, and then we will wrap it up with cleanup on aisle 3, plus we'll try and squeeze in Mark and Chevy Chase. I got some time for you, Mark. Just hang with me on the other side of the, again, quick trending alert right here, right now. All right, so again, as we told you earlier this hour, doesn't look good for Brian Robinson. They're calling it a game day decision, which we knew about earlier, but the quotes are kind of damning. Put them up at WrestleMania61, read them here on the Team 980. Does not appear very favorable for Brian Robinson to play against the Baltimore Ravens. If that's the case, and if that is how it happens, expect a call up from the practice squad either on Saturday or, I guess, Sunday morning, depending on the rules. And the 4-1 Commanders would be shorthanded going against a very good run defense, but a pass defense that you can definitely throw the ball on in the Baltimore Ravens, who have won 3 in a row and, of course, come in to M&T Bank Stadium featuring Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson, as we mentioned, is set to play for the Indianapolis Colts, while Jonathan Taylor has been ruled out. Derek Mason of the San Francisco 49ers, Christian McCaffrey's backup, and the leading rusher in the NFL has a sprained AC joint. More tests today. And as well, Nick Chubb officially ruled out by Kevin Stefanski. David Njoku are going to play against the Eagles. And Russell Wilson likely to be the number 2 quarterback for the Steelers against the Raiders this week. Tonight in baseball, one game to settle it all and advance to the NLCS, the Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers at 8:08 Eastern. And here on the Team 980, starting at 7 o'clock, we have pregame coverage of Maryland and Northwestern from College Park. Kick right after 8 o'clock with Johnny Holiday and friends here on the Team 980, and that's what's trending.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just watched a crazy-ass play from Brock Purdy. Matty, I don't know if you were watching the monitor that I was watching as we came back. I mean, It's not the prettiest pass in the world. It didn't yield a lot of yardage, but Brock Purdy, man. When he's on, play action kind of goes busto. He scrambles to his left. He throws cross body, throws behind the receiver. Juwan Jennings reaches out, snags it. Busted play. Look at this catch. Look at this catch. Whew. I mean, assuming that it held up.
Oh, I watched this last night. No, that doesn't hold up.
Oh, it doesn't hold up. Okay.
No, he lost possession on the way to the ground. But no, Brock Purdy, I mean, I don't think a lot of people would really use this word to describe him, but he's scrappy. I mean, he is a guy that will do whatever it takes to make sure that he gets the down and distance.
I agree.
And he fights tooth and nail to stay up to get the pass off. And it doesn't matter how bad the pass looks or anything like that. He does what's necessary.
I agree. You don't always have to be the prettiest. You have to be the most effective. You know, and Jaden at times is going to miss stuff and make mistakes. And every quarterback is. And again, I hope I'm not, you know, too hard on the kid. Like I probably am on Lamar. I think I've softened on Lamar, but other people think I hate him, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. But Brock Purdy makes mistakes and looks poor at times, but I mean, people want to just credit the system, and like Brock Purdy's not even on the field. Watch Brock Purdy. Watch the 49ers. Again, it's not always going to be pretty, but it's damn near effective. All right, let's get to, real quickly, Mark and Chevy Chase, and then we'll get to clean up on aisle three, which I will shorten up, and then we have Dumb Dumb of the Day. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, everything's fine. I'm with my girlfriend, and she roots for everything Birds, but you have to ask her.
That was a hearty laugh. She was having fun at your expense. So wait, she roots for the Ravens, you said, and
she roots for Birds.
Oh,
she
for
roots
Birds.
For everything Birds.
Okay.
She's a Bird spirit. But that being said, I hope she's going to take the good guys of football and pick on a team on the Commanders for a game for respect, because we're 6.5-point underdogs or 7-point underdogs, which I still can't believe for the life of me that we're 7-point underdogs.
All right, so let me ask you there, okay? Because we haven't talked much about the spread. I said something loud and obnoxious probably to a lot of people on Sunday night on Twitter, just completely dismissing the notion that, you know, again, the Vegas odds makers know what they're doing. 7 points, mm-hmm. this, that, and the other thing. We haven't really talked about it much. I haven't heard much buzz about it. It is what it is. Why does that upset you as much as it does? Doesn't it give you, I guess, a little bit more motivation to prove them wrong, right? Because the perception, I'm not saying this is how they do it, but the perception is, oh, the Ravens are clearly, egregiously better than the Commanders.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying. We go way back. We go back to the Giants versus the old Washington team in 82 when we were battling for respect. We were a 4-1 team then, I think. I think now we're 4-1. The Ravens are 3-2. How it's not a toss-em. Gosh darn it, Las Vegas, you got to do better than that for our team. You know, so I use it as motivation on Sunday. Hopefully the team will use it as motivation to go out there and win.
Attaboy. Now, how do we convince your lady friend to not necessarily root for Birds and things like that this Sunday? I mean, can we do that or no?
She will always root for Birds, but I know she has a huge spot for the old Skins, now Commanders, especially because of their affiliation previously with Native American teams and how much imagery with Birds there are. So would you consider yourself a Commanders fan, Michelle, somewhat?
Yes, as long as they don't go up against Birds, because then I'm for the Birds.
Uh-oh. So this week, we're going to root for for a good show from a bird, I got a better you. Show from the commander.
I got you. All right, Michelle, we got something from you. We're inching closer. Maybe another couple of wins. Mark, appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you, pal. I'll let you run on that. Yep. I wish I could say go
Beat
Birds.
Beat all the bird teams this year.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate it. No, what the hell happened there with that phone at the end there? I don't know. It almost sounded like a sound effect from when the old Wyatt family would come out. I don't know about like the new Wyatt Six. I haven't seen them recently, but I haven't been paying as much attention. But it was like, you know, like that. Like I can't even do it. I would need Danny Ruhier over here to do a good sound effect. But it was almost like that. It was like that crackling of the phone. Anyway, let's get to what we need to get to at the end of the showgram today. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two. A mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, yes, indeed. Let's take a quick spin around the rest of the NFL. Some games that we haven't touched on just because we've been so busy with the Commanders and the Ravens and then our six picks and all that. Jaguars and the Bears open up the slate. Again, another one of these crazy, crappy, ridiculous, terrible, awful London games that start at 9:30 in the morning that nobody can watch if they have a life or if they're driving to a game. I got to watch it on my phone. 1-4 Jaguars, 3-2 Bears. Bears here, not next week, but 2 weeks after. And this is the first of back-to-back games in London for the Jaguars who, you know, it is what it is. They're trying to redo their contract. They'll probably get it done. Who knows? The bottom line is, let me give you a number here from ESPN Stats and Info. The Jaguars 1-12 against the NFC North dating back to 2012. Their only win, however, was against the Bears in October of 2016. This is an interesting one, Cardinals and the Packers. I stayed away from this game because it's like it was 5 this morning. I guess it's now 4.5. I don't know what to expect out of either one of these teams. The Cardinals went into San Francisco. Kyler Murray ran all over the place. They won a game they weren't supposed to win. Defense came up big. And now they go to Green Bay. Jordan Love has looked awfully rusty since coming back. I mean, okay. It's what you would expect. Romeo Doubs, he's back. After carrying on like a crying little baby last week, we'll see what kind of impact that has. I lean towards the Packers in this one. I think Josh Jacobs might have himself a pretty good game. Remember, the Commanders were able to run all over the Cardinals. I think the Packers win this game. It's at Lambeau, but I can't say for sure. Their tight end, Packers tight end, Tucker Kraft, whatever his name is. I got him on my fantasy team, one of my fantasy teams. He's a little bit banged up. Hopefully he'll play. I think he's got a 3 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. So we'll see on that. I mentioned Anthony Richardson back for the Colts, but no Jonathan Taylor for a second week in a row. I mean, like, look, at some point, Will Levis, who apparently is going to play and apparently going to start, is going to actually have to, I don't know, like, produce. The Titans have won 8 in a row, according to ESPN Stats and Info, off of their bye. They're coming off of a bye and a perhaps season-saving win on Monday night before the bye against Miami, in which Levis got hurt early in the game. So we'll see what happens there. I like Tennessee's defense, their run game. I think they should be able to win that game. Here's another intriguing one, right? 4-1 Texans, 1-4 Patriots. You go, what? Drake May, man. I want to see Drake May and how good or bad he looks against an aggressive defense, a very good defense. But remember, Nico Collins is out for this game for the Texans. Don't know about Joe Mixon yet. That'll certainly help. if Houston can run the ball. I like the Patriots in this one. I know that's crazy. I know that's crazy. But the Patriots have been sort of plucky. Not great by any stretch, but sort of plucky. And their defense is good enough to keep them in games. Let me give you another one here that we didn't talk about in terms of the picks. We had the Bucs. We had the Browns covering the 9.5. It's 10 according to ESPN now. I'll stick with the 9.5 and just bite the bullet there. Chargers-Broncos is another interesting one. Broncos on Thursday night next week against the Saints. That they put up the graphic of Sean Payton. He's going against his former team, right? And because the Broncos don't have like anybody that anybody recognizes, but they do have a good defense. And Bo Nix, I kind of like the Broncos at home in this one. 3-2, they've won 3 in a row. Very quietly, good defense. And they big turnovers. They had the big pick six from Patrick Surtain of Gardner Minshew and the Raiders earlier last week in that win. And again, beat the Jets when the Jets were not completely unraveling. Giants and Bengals on Sunday Night Football. No Malik Nabers for a second game in a row. No Kayvon Thibodeau against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Yikes. Yikes, man. I mean, not to say that the Giants can't win this game, but two of your best players, Singletary's still questionable, but he's not ruled out. I think the Bengals win this game on the road. Try and save their season. Lions, Cowboys, Dallas off the two back-to-back wins. Is that enough to give them the momentum, the juice? Late Sunday night in Pittsburgh, short week kind of, against the Lions, fresh, rooty-tooty, fresh and fruity. 3-1 off that big offensive performance against Seattle. Maybe that takes a little while to get, again, the oil running through the engine. In Dallas, not an impossible place to win, obviously. Dallas is all sorts of beat up on defense. We don't even know who's going to be playing. But we know they lost their other defensive end. I forgot the kid's name. I think the Detroit Lions find a way to get this job done on the road. All right, just a couple of thoughts there. And don't forget, Maryland and Northwestern tonight here on the Team 980 pregame coverage at 7. Coming up, dum-dum of the day, we go to Philadelphia. And yes, it has something to do with the Philadelphia Phillies. Next. All right, wrapping up a Feel Good Football Friday with this. You know how we do it at the end of every show, at least when we're in control.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Ah, yes, this from Barstool Sports. So you know it's going to be ridiculous. A Phillies female fan interviewed at the big bar establishment right in the middle of the stadiums. I forgot what the hell they call it. I was just there in April for WrestleMania. Oh, why don't we listen to this young lady named Courtney? Because she was asked right after Francisco Lindor's Grand Slam against the Phillies on Wednesday afternoon how she was feeling.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away.
All right, now, we certainly don't want to make fun of somebody that needs help. I mean, she's saying that. We don't know if that's true. She said, I've had a couple of trials and tribulations in my life. My dog dying, we presume recently, and the Phillies giving up a grand slam to lose and get eliminated. Look, everybody loves dogs, right? They're man's best friend. They're women's best friend. Right? They might piss you off. They might annoy you. Everybody loves a dog. There's no comparison between the loss of a loved one and the Phillies giving up a grand slam. So for that reason and that reason alone, not if she needs help, we have no idea. For that reason and that reason alone, to say that on camera, in the midst of all of that, honey, please get some priorities in your life.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
There is no sports team loss ever in the history of mankind that should be more important than the loss of a loved one, even a pet. Period. Again, that courtesy of Barstool Sports. Greg Hoffman coming up next. Don't forget, Northwestern and Maryland after Craig at 7 o'clock pregame coverage. Kick right after 8 here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I'll see you in Baltimore Sunday. Our pregame coverage begins at 9. Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to everybody who called and joined us this week. Have a great weekend. Go Commanders.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.